Pollyanna by Eleanor H. Porter. Read by Rebecca Burns. This recording of the full-length reading of Pollyanna was produced in 1998 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Eleanor Hodgman Porter was born in 1868 and died in 1920. She grew up in New Hampshire, studied music at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston, and then married John Lyman Porter. They settled in New York, where Mrs. Porter wrote many short stories and novels for readers of all ages. When she wrote Pollyanna in 1913, it became an international success. She continued to write more books starring the cheerful little girl. In 1920, the first film was made of Pollyanna. Since then, several other movie and television versions have been produced. Chapter 1. Miss Polly. Miss Polly Harrington entered her kitchen a little hurriedly this June morning. Miss Polly did not usually make hurried movements. She specially prided herself on her repose of manner. But today she was hurrying, actually hurrying. Nancy, washing dishes at the sink, looked up in surprise. Nancy had been working for Miss Polly's kitchen only 2 months, but already she knew that her mistress did not usually hurry.
"Nancy?"
"Yes, ma'am," Nancy answered cheerfully, but she still continued wiping the pitcher in her hand. "Nancy," Miss Polly's voice was very stern now, "when I'm talking to you, I wish you to stop your work and listen to what I have to say." Nancy flushed miserably. She set the pitcher down at once, with the cloth still about it, thereby nearly tipping it over, which did not add to her composure.